I love brother Hudson. He's my brother.
Okay,
I love him.
Okay, my brother.
All right, now. Hey, man. Yeah, time flies. But listen, meet us at the Hilltop Nursing Home tomorrow.
Yes.
If you can make it, Hilltop Nursing Home at 9:30. And you can also meet us at 1400 College Drive. That is the College Drive Baptist Church. We have service at high noon. God bless you from Bishop Townsend and
Minister Mildred.
And
Brother Anthony.
All right, we love y'all. See y'all next time in Jesus' name.
Hey.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
After all.
Good morning. God bless you all, my Christian friends. This is the Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church out of Cotton Court, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. We are pleased to be a part of this radio ministry. Please join the service already in progress.
We'll change. This is just like school. You come here to learn what you must do to please God. First of all, you must acquire faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. I can't understand people that's been in the church for 30 years and still messy. Amen. I don't understand folks that's been here all the time and hearing about God from many, many, many preachers, and you have not changed your attitude yet? The condition of your life hadn't changed for the better. Still walking around frowning and mouth all crumped up. Oh, y'all gonna say amen? I'm gonna get real now. And feel like you're a child of God? Not speaking to certain ones in the church? And this year I'm preaching to all of you about prayer meeting and Sunday school. How many in here done grown up enough not to go to Sunday school? How many in here done grown up enough not to come to prayer meeting? If you are on your way to heaven, you better ride all the trains that's going there. If you go into Chicago and you catch a train or a plane in Houston, and you're going to try to miss one in Atlanta, Georgia, and then still go to Chicago, how are you going to get there? Somebody talk to me. There's trains of prayer meeting on Wednesday evening at 6:30 here. That's going to heaven. There's Sunday school at 9:30 in Sunday morning. That's going to heaven. Now you done miss both of these planes. And you still on your way to heaven. But it's something about that that's going to delay your trip. And then if you catch just anything, there's no telling where you're going to wind up at. It's dangerous to hitchhike these days. You don't know why they got a movie now out the hitcher. Y'all have seen previews of it? Why these people pick up this man and the first thing he do is click a knife to turn around and kill somebody. So you got to be careful how you hitchhike to heaven now. But you know the worst thing? If you get there, all these things gonna be there. If you get there, the same God that you did not want to serve right here, it gonna be there. So this is only your dressing room. This is only our rehearsal room. And don't you know, whatsoever a man does, however he lives, whatever he thinks, he dies the same way. I don't know what makes us feel that we can live like a dog here, and then we die and we fly off. If you live like a dog here on four legs, when you die, you're going to hop off like a dog. The change take place right here. But James said that little member called the tongue has hurt a lot of people. For you that are in the church, when you go back out among some of your friends, that little member called the tongue kills everything that you try to get. It don't take all that. I didn't go to church this morning, and look what I got. I got a nice house, I got cars, I got rings, I got money. All these things are good. David seen a man that had all these things, a wicked man that had all these possessions that he had. He had so much that David felt like that he needed just to give up church and turn around and go back. Felt like that he was getting a bad end of things because he was coming to church. But cousin Granny, when David went in the sanctuary, then he realized his destiny. See, a lot of people looking at this world right here, but you got to leave here. And you got to leave everything that you got here. Because you really don't have anything anyhow. God just made you a steward over what you have. And he's testing us how we use it. You don't hear me. He's testing us how we use it. Yes, sir. Some of us might have on nice clothes today. But God is not concerned with your clothes. Somebody might have a pocket full of money, but God is not concerned with how much money you got. And especially when you're supposed to bring his here and you go back home with his money in your pocket. But his thought is that we start from the inner side and start living like he told us to live. It's a sad thing. Sad thing for church members to not really love the Lord. Because if you don't love him, you're not gonna do what he say do. You're not gonna support him. We got people that come to church when they get ready to come. Amen. And when they die, they want somebody to sing all these solos and put them into heaven and all that. But I don't care what the preacher lie about up here with, on top of you. It don't make you go to heaven. Can lie all they want. That's why when I have a feeling like that, I just preach the word. Amen. I ain't talking about what you did and all, because what you do don't matter to a hill of beans if you don't have Christ in your life. Amen. The church could be full. Could take the top off the church and let people sit on the roof. It still don't mean nothing. Only what you do for Christ will last. And people, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many except me or what I say. But personalities got to change. Ways got to change. Attitudes got to change. Outlooks got to change.
Amen.
Just can't walk in your own ways. Think that you're doing right. I'm not going to let nobody walk in their own ways outside of God's ways and let you think you're doing right. Amen. Because if it's for me, it's for you too. Amen. Now don't get me wrong, because nobody to judge of nobody. But if you go down a little further in the scripture, James said that you would look for grapes on a pear tree. Can I get a witness? You would look for things that were on one tree that's supposed to be on another one. Amen. Let me get this right, because I don't want you to leave with it wrong. Verse 12 speaks about a fig tree. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives? Or grapevine bear figs? Thus, no spring yield both salt water and fresh water. For they either do one or the other. And so what he's saying in conclusion here is that we got to be one way or the other. That there are too many folks that come to church that still want to be the other way. Too many folks that come to church and still want to go out and lie, talk about everybody. Too many folks that still want to undermine everybody when they go outside. Listen, everybody that come to church are trying to do the best they can. And then some in the church might not be strong as others. But Jesus says that the strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. You know what's wrong with us when we see people that are weaker than we are? We have a tendency to put our foot on them, to hold them down and talk about them and criticize them. That make us feel like we are right. But can I tell you that if you want to look right, then you reach down and pick that individual up. You got to learn the code of Christianity. In order to obtain mercy, you must first show mercy. Can I get a witness? In order for you to receive blessings, you must give blessings. That's what I'm trying to tell you about the church. That if you would just submit yourself and do the will of the Lord, God will take care of you. But it's too many people that haven't given all that self to the Lord. Too many folks that are still holding on to the major things in your life. You don't hear me today. For they don't want to give God their all in all. You don't hear me. For it's amazing how that when you get down on your sick bed, how you want to trust God fully. Can I get with me? But while the day is still in your life, you need to trust God in everything. Can I get him in there? Why, some of us can